Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight. So there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
The Go Birds podcast is sponsored by Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store.
Go Birds! What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Wednesday, July 22nd, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And it feels a bit like a bit of a road game here. I'm recording this Daily Go Birds at the WIP Studios. I very rarely ever record an actual daily at the WIP Studios, but it's been a busy day. A lot is going on. We are 1 week away, less than 1 week away, because today is Wednesday, from training camp. So it is actually nice, I'm not going to lie. Like, more and more stuff starting to come out. We got more and more to talk about. There's something I'll always love about the dog days of summer and all of us just sickly sitting together, to lack of a better term, since I'm talking and we're kind of talking to each other, especially if you're a Go Birds insider, and just like breaking down depth charts on July 7th. Like, I will always love that. But it is very exciting that training camp is basically here, football is basically here, and we're just going to have such an influx of content. I can't freaking wait. So we actually do have some news to talk about today. Talked about it a little bit on the morning show on Tuesday, which I'm not sure if that's in your feed. You should go check it out if you haven't. But let's go. Let's get into it. Let's jump right into it. So Jalen Carter, a week from today, should be on the practice field. Keyword there being should. So Adam Kaplan of the Inside the Birds podcast, longtime NFL reporter, him and Jeff Mosher, a longtime NFL reporter as well, was covering the team when I first got into it. So they have their pod, very good, very plugged in, really good on this type of stuff. And Adam Kaplan was talking about Jalen Carter, and basically, now I can't play the audio, I don't have the audio, but I'm going to paraphrase here. He essentially said there is some belief from him, and this is obviously from talking to people, he said he can't say fully what he knows, that Jalen Carter is expected to some degree a holdout of some kind, whether that's a hold in, whether that is a flat out hold out. He did bring up the fines that would be incurred if Jalen Carter didn't show up. So obviously there is some thought that he might not show up to training camp at all in less than a week when the Eagles are expected to report. So it's interesting. So last Friday, I did the show, the WIP Morning Show with Tom Kelly and Ashlyn Sullivan, had a ton of fun. Ashlyn Sullivan, obviously, been around the Eagles for a while now. She's in the locker room every day, basically, super plugged in, big Ashlyn Sullivan fan. And she mentioned the idea of Jalen Carter holding out. And now Adam Kaplan says it, but with more, I would say, Ashlyn maybe was informed, you know, maybe was speculative. it was clear when Adam Kaplan said it that there was some knowledge behind this, that this is not just his opinion. This is not just a thought. He has talked to someone that believes there is a real chance Jalen Carter holds out. So let's get into it and let's talk about the possibility that Jalen Carter might actually hold out from the team. First of all, what I'll say is it's a stunning development if Jalen Carter holds out. When you think about the fact that we are here, a year ago after they had won the Super Bowl, the Eagles would have paid Jalen Carter, I think at least, a ton of money. Like, the whole thought process was he is getting a blank check from this team in a year. It'll be Quinion next year will get his blank check. Cooper will get his blank check next year. This offseason was supposed to be Jalen Carter getting what is essentially a blank check because he was outstanding in 2024. So at the end of 2024, he has a huge year, gets after the quarterback all the time, makes a huge tackle on Matthew Stafford to seal a win or help seal a win against the Rams, and it looks like he's going towards that generational money. Even this offseason, when I've been around the team, you know, NFL annual meeting, combine, sit-downs with Howie and Nick, right? I've never gotten the impression they might not actually pay Jalen Carter. Normally when you cover a team, you can get some behind-the-scenes idea of what's coming, right? The way they talk about a certain player, the way they talk about the idea of signing him. I never got the impression that Jalen Carter not getting paid was up for grabs. I'm sure I've said on this pod many times that I think Jalen Carter is going to get paid. So to hear that it's gotten to a point where he might not show up for training camp is really a wild thing when you take a step back and think about everything he's done. So first, before we get into the details of this, I feel like we should all take a step back and think how crazy it is this could actually happen. Like, Eagles players don't hold out under Howie Roseman. I don't think an Eagles player has ever held out under Howie Roseman. There's been sit-ins. There's been guys that have been unhappy. There's been OTAs where guys aren't practicing or they're not there at the voluntary because they're unhappy. Hassan Reddick in 2023 showed up to the Eagles, didn't really practice, was a hold-in. Like, those things have happened. But a guy flat-out not showing up is really, really wild. And the fact that it could be Jalen Carter, because think about this. Like, one thing I know about Howie, and rightfully so, is he loves his draft picks. He feels a lot of pride in his draft picks. And Jalen Carter was not a slam dunk draft pick. I know now we look back and go, he's ultra talented. You got him at 10. He fell. Easy decision. Not really. Like, Jalen Carter was off of a decent amount of teams' boards. There was stuff about him out of Georgia as a football player. Then you think about the unfortunate incident he was involved in prior to being drafted. Like, it was no slam dunk to draft Jalen Carter. Howie did it anyway. And he did it because he felt he could bring Jalen Carter into the Eagles facility. They could develop him. He'd be around good people. And he would turn into a great player. And really, up until this, it seemed like that's where that was headed, right? Like, you don't hear about many incidents with him off the field. Look, are there things happening behind the scenes? I think at this point, it's fair to wonder, yes, by the fact that they haven't, by the facts that they haven't paid him. Obviously, there was a thing with Dak where he spit on Dak. He got benched to start one of the Saints games, I believe. And then also, he after the game, there was that incident with him kind of being held back. So there have been some stuff, but there's been nothing where you're like, wow, they shouldn't have drafted this guy. Like, I don't think there's ever been a single moment up until now where people have said you shouldn't have drafted him. If they don't give him a second deal, and if he holds out, and if this becomes a problem, then you have to look at the draft pick different, right? Because when you're not able to sign your first-round pick to a second deal, that is a sign that that was not a good pick. Like, look, he helped them win a Super Bowl. This is kind of, in my mind, the James Seltzer rule of if a player helps you win a Super Bowl, it was ultimately a good move to make. But if you don't get a second deal out of Jalen Carter, you got 3 years of good football out of him, but with the 10th overall pick, you want a cornerstone of your franchise. And it seemed like that's how Jalen Carter was going to be treated. But the fact that we are less than a week out and he has not been paid is stunning. Now, where is this going and what could it cost to get him to camp? So first, there's a question of, will he show up to camp? My instinct on this is, I think he'll show up to camp. The Eagles do not play around with drama like this. If he's going to not show up, I think the Eagles might outright trade him and just be like, oh, you're not going to show up? Like, you don't feel the luckiness of being a Philadelphia Eagle, the way we drafted you, what we've done for you, all those things. Then we'll go get a draft pick for you and we'll save the $100 million you want or whatever it is. So I know that sounds a little hyperbolic, but the Eagles don't play around with this stuff. Like, if you don't want to be there, they ultimately don't often keep you there. A.J. Brown didn't want to be there. They traded A.J. Brown. Hassan Reddick, they kept him for a year. Then they got rid of him, right? And that didn't really work out. He had a bad year. He was unhappy all year. I think there were some players that felt he was a selfish football player in how he played, how he rushed the passer, how he was, you know, really only obsessed with his own numbers. And that's what you're risking with Jalen Carter. But the point I'm making is if you don't want to be there, the Eagles often don't keep you there. Carson Wentz, they traded. Zach Ertz, they ended up trading. If Jalen Carter is unhappy with his contract and is causing a disruption by not coming to practice, how do you think Vic Fangio's going to respond to that? Vic Fangio will have him with the fifth team when he comes back to practice. So I do think with Jalen Carter, there is a level of, I would just be stunned if I'm there next Wednesday, a week from today, a week from the first practice, and he's not there. I would be stunned. Then there's the thing of a hold in, right? Will he show up and say, my shoulder hurts, I can't go, or I'm not ready for practice? Because it's one thing to do it in the offseason where both sides can kind of agree, not the end of the world, you're here. He showed good faith by coming to voluntary workouts, at least a portion of them. And in that way, you thought, okay, this is still kind of working towards that. But him holding in is not going to go over well with the coaches. It's going to be a distraction. Nick's going to get asked about it every single day. Howie will get asked about it. He normally talks at the beginning of the season at that press conference. Maybe he won't this time because of this, but he normally does, right? So that'll be a distraction within itself. We also know that players along the line that miss training camp or miss large portions of training camp obviously don't have the years they want. And that's where Jalen Carter would be in a bit of a catch-22. If he misses training camp, you are setting yourself up to have a down year in a year that's ultra important for you. And the other part of this is, if you're Jalen Carter and there's already maybe a thought about you around the league that like the some teams had you off their board, like immaturity issues, is holding out really going to get another team to pay you more money? But Drew Rosenhaus is his agent. We know Drew Rosenhaus is very good at causing a disruption if he needs to. So I think ultimately, if I had to guess where this is going, I guess he's going to get paid, but paying him is not going to be cheap. And I think part of where this started to fall apart for the Eagles is when they gave Jordan Davis, a 3-year, $78 million deal with $64 million guaranteed. He's basically a top five defensive tackle. He's an average of $26 million. He's 26 years old. Now, he had to wait for that deal, and that's certainly what the Eagles could try to make Jalen Carter do. But Adam Kaplan says in his pod that there's no way he's playing at his current deal. Now, he's set to make $3 million this year. It's worth noting he has a fifth-year option of $27 million that's fully guaranteed. So in some ways, he's on a 2-year, $30 million deal if you want to look at it that way. I'm guessing his agent won't look at it that way, but there is $30 million coming his way. So he's getting roughly half of what Jordan Davis got in guaranteed money over the next 2 years. But if I'm Jalen Carter, I think internally, and Drew Rosenhaus will probably say this, I view myself as a better player than Jordan Davis. Like, I'm better at getting after the quarterback. I've had higher highs than Jordan Davis has had. As good as Jordan Davis was last year, he was good in the way that the bar for him was really low. If Jalen Carter had Jordan Davis's season, we would view that as a disappointing season. He didn't get after the quarterback, Jordan Davis, I mean.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait. Am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
He's a good run defender, but in my opinion, you don't pay a good run defender $64 million in guaranteed money. So the Eagles have kind of doubled down on the idea of betting on Jordan Davis's potential. But once you gave him that money, then you had to give Jalen Carter more than that. So what could be a baseline of what Jalen Carter could be looking for? Well, we talked about this when Jeffrey Simmons signed. Jeffrey Simmons got a 3-year, $105 million deal, $35 million average, $100 million practically guaranteed. He's 28 years old. So Jalen Carter, not 28 years old. How old is Jalen Carter? The age is slipping from me right now. Jalen Carter is 25 years old, just turned 25. So he's got his full year 25 season ahead of him. I could see why the Eagles would be worried about giving him $100 million in practical guarantees. That's a lot of money for a guy that's had one special year in three seasons. So should the Eagles cave? Like, should they say to him, all right, you know what? We're willing to give you $85 million. You want $115 million. Let's meet in the middle at 100, like just to get him to come to camp, just to avoid that disruption, just to, you know, make this happen. If you're Howie Roseman, you're caving on a negotiation flat out. Now, I don't know if those are the numbers. Maybe it's not that big of a deal, but I think there is some benefit in the Eagles paying to get him in. And I'm honestly really torn on what I would do if I was Howie Roseman. I think this is one of the more interesting contract situations he's been in, because Jalen Carter's talented. Jalen Carter was a top 10 pick, and it's going to be a lot of money. And I get why you pay those guys. But man, I also look at that other side and go, what if you could get 2 second round picks for Jalen Carter? What if you could then save that $100 million? What if you could have 2 second round picks plus Tariq Woolen because you're able to re-sign him, plus Moro Ojomo because you're able to re-sign him, plus whoever, right? Like acquire a high salary safety or something like that. Like Jalen Carter is a great player, but he's ultimately still one player. And if the money used by trading Jalen Carter turns into four players and like Moro, Tariq Woolen, and two rookies, I think that's a good deal. So if you're going to keep Jalen Carter, it's probably 30-ish million a year. If Jordan Davis is at 26 million, there's no way he's taking less than that. You're looking at 30, 35 million a year. Would it be worth to give him 2 years, 70 million fully guaranteed, where you have him under contract for the next 3 years for 27 next year and then 35, 35? So it's like 3 years, it would be 3 years, like, yeah, 100 or 97 million or something like that. Like, so maybe that's a possibility, but it's a really tense situation. It's a really tough situation. I'm now starting to think it is a tense situation if Adam Kaplan is hearing there's a chance he doesn't show up. So deadlines spur actions. Deadlines are, as what's his name? Andrew Brandt famously tweets out, deadlines spur action. And I think now is like the true deadline is coming up. You could get through OTAs without it being a situation. You could get through mandatory minicamp without it being a situation. There's no hiding it in training camp. And if Jalen Carter is not going to play on this current deal, there's a big decision to be made. And it's a tough one for Howie Roseman. All right. On the other side, PFF, Pro Football Focus, put out an article that I think you guys will find pretty interesting. So we'll get into that on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors. So Pro Football Focus put out an article breaking down the top five clutch quarterbacks from last year. Now, everybody defines clutch different, right? Some is your fourth quarter quarterback rating. Some is comeback wins. Some is various different things. So it's all subjective. But I thought it was interesting that they put out the top five clutch quarterbacks. And I will say this is how they defined it. They said, quote, "We're focusing specifically on grading in clutch situations defined as a fourth quarter and overtime plays where a team trails by 14 or fewer or leads by 8 points or fewer, excluding garbage time. In other words, these are the snaps that matter most when the game is still hanging in the balance." So they're not looking at, were you clutch when you were down three with the ball? They're looking at when the game is close in the fourth quarter. So within one possession, two possessions, how did you play? And maybe it's because of that description, but their number one clutch quarterback was Dak Prescott. So why Dak Prescott? Pro Football Focus writes, quote, "The Cowboys quarterback recorded 9 big-time throws against just 4 turnover-worthy plays while averaging 8.1 yards per attempt. More importantly, he consistently stacked positive plays, earning a positive grade of 31.2% of his snaps, the fifth highest rate among 43 qualifiers. Prescott has now cleared a 70.0 grade in clutch situations in 6 of his 10 qualifying seasons, giving him a stronger long-term track record in these situations than his public reputation often suggests." End quote. So, is Dak Prescott clutch? We're now a Cowboys pod, I guess. No, I'll tie this to Jalen. But I think it's an interesting way to look at it because I like how they're saying it's not just about when the game's on the line. It's about can you get to the point where if you're down 10 or up 8 and like make a big third down throw to clinch a win. Make a big fourth down play to lead to a field goal that cuts you to 7 that then allows you another chance to tie it. Like, I like looking at it this way. And I think when you look big picture, Dak's an awesome quarterback. Like, sorry if that's hard for people to hear, but Dak is a very good quarterback and he is able to make big time plays throughout a game. Now, I think it's noteworthy in playoff games, he's not been as good, right? Pick six, interceptions, moments like that. But I think overall, he's a very good quarterback. And if I was entering a fourth quarter in the regular season and I had to pick quarterbacks, like, Dak wouldn't be my number one. But he certainly wouldn't be like 20th, right? He would probably be 11, 10, something like that. So, look, the stats are the stats. They got to shape them the way they wanted. But I do think Dak being number one makes some sense. Number two was Matthew Stafford. Pro Football Focus writes, quote, "Stafford generated 14 big-time throws against just 3 turnover-worthy plays across 156 dropbacks in clutch situations. His 8.59% big-time throw rate ranked 3rd among qualifying quarterbacks, while his 8.6 yards per attempt also ranked 3rd, end quote. Stafford, he would be the guy I think I would take in a fourth quarter of a game right now. Josh Allen would have an argument for it. Jalen would be in the discussion. Mahomes, if he was healthy, but Stafford would be my number two. They have Lamar number 3, citing his 1.4% turnover-worthy play rate was the lowest among the top 5 quarterbacks in these rankings, while his 34.8 positive play rate ranked 3rd league-wide. Again, Lamar, not somebody that's viewed as a big-time clutch guy, has, frankly, his game has somewhat gone down in the playoffs as opposed to up. So surprising to see that there. Sam Darnold, number 4. Darnold, according to Pro Football Focus, the combination of accuracy, efficiency, and ball security helped produce one of the strongest clutch seasons of any quarterback in 2025, which is funny. And I think Jalen should be happy to see this because I think the perception would be Sam Darnold got carried to wins, right? He played well, but they had a good running game. They had a great defense. The schedule wasn't super tough. Like, I think that would be the perception. But you look, and like, he was very accurate, threw the ball down the field, didn't put the ball in harm's way very often. I can see why he gets there. And then number 5 is Josh Allen. Again, he doesn't shrink in the playoffs. I think he still plays well in the playoffs. But I also think that he is someone that has turned it over in big spots. Now, what they bring up here is, quote, "Allen remained productive across the board in clutch moments last season, ranking 4th in yards per attempt, 8th in accurate throw rate, and 6th in Pro Football Focus passing grade. While his 6.5% big-time throw rate ranked 12th among qualifiers, he consistently generated positive results when the game was hanging in the balance," end quote. Now, Eagles fans will remember him missing a pretty big throw with the game in the balance for that 2-point conversion at the end of the game, but Allen would be up there. So when I think about what quarterbacks I would want heading into a fourth quarter, I trust Jalen in big moments. I trust Stafford in big moments. I would take Josh Allen. Dak is someone I would, you know, consider. Like, there are guys. Now, how I said different people grade this differently. They didn't do more than 5, so I can't say where Jalen was on theirs. But according to Warren Sharp, who we reference all the time on this pod, Hurts was the 2nd most clutch quarterback in the NFL last year, and this was defined. Now, he was behind Burrow, for what it's worth, so that makes me not trust the list very much. But basically, he looked at the comeback kings, the best quarterbacks when losing in the second half. But then he did 5 minutes ago in the fourth quarter, and that's when Jalen came in 2nd. When you looked at just losing in the second half, Jalen was 25th, and I think we've talked about this on the pod before. I mean, when you consider he had multiple games without a completion, not overly surprising. So is Dak clutch? I guess it depends how you look at it. All right, that'll do it for today's Daily Go Birds pod. Go out, enjoy your day. We're a day closer to training camp. I love you all. Can't wait to be recording nonstop when this thing gets going. So Till next time, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Go Birds!
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.